Shalom, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Daily Devotion. Shall we read Psalms chapter 19, verse 1 to 2? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night sheweth knowledge. Amen. Yeah, we continue with our topic, and today I just want to focus on nature, God's will. We see how nature responds to God's will. Now, nature is perfect because it is aligned to God's will. Now, we know that this world was subjected to vanity because God wanted to teach man. And this world is groaning. But nature is in continuity with God because it is aligned to the mainframe, which is God's will. It's only a human being who tries to choose a will against God's will. But human beings who've given themselves to the perfect will of God, they have found their rest. They have found the true essence and purpose in life. Brothers and sisters, no matter how educated, no matter how talented, no matter how gifted, no matter how good, no matter how reputable you are, if you are not in the will of God, you have never truly existed. You've never really come to know the essence of life, the meaning of existing on earth. Because you see, everything else that we are striving for, everything else we are working for, everything else we are studying for, aspiring to. You know, people are studying, they're investing in education, they're investing in business, people are doing all these things. Now, if these things are not in the will of God, it means ultimately as a human being, you have nothing to gain. The example that the scripture says that lay not for yourselves treasures on earth. Now, this does not imply that we should not strive to live a comfortable life, a better life, a life without lack of physical necessities or basic necessities in life. It doesn't mean that. But it is saying those things should not define our purpose, our ultimate goal, but rather they are supposed to lead us to the ultimate goal. What is the ultimate goal? The ultimate goal, it is to align our will to His will, to do the will of God. There's this saying by this man, I think he's an agriculturalist. His name is Jonathan Salk. This is what he said. He said, if all insects were to disappear from the earth, within 50 years, all life on earth would end. If all human beings disappeared from the earth, within 50 years, all forms of life would flourish. Amen. Now, there's a deeper truth in what this man is saying. Because, you see, human beings have adopted destructive habits. We are messing up with nature. We are messing up with technology. We're messing up with food. We're messing up with everything. And whatever we are coming up with as human beings, we are looking for something to better our existence on earth, to bring an utopia, to make our life perfect. But it is all leading to destruction. Why? Because the will of man is corrupted. His will is out of alignment. It is not in the right place. Now, you see, a will, if you are looking for freedom, true rest, meaning rest, freedom, you can only find them in God's will. That is why we say a tree, when it is in the ground, it is free. It is at rest. It is at home. A tree is able to show forth its characteristics in the ground. A fish can show its characteristics. It can be at home. It can be at rest in the water. A bird will be at home. It will be at rest in the air. Because that is how God has designed. So nature is in continuity. A bird will always be a bird. But human beings, we are different. We have free will. And because we are fallen, our will is corrupted. And most of the time, we are desiring and hungering after things that are not right. Someone has a craving for alcohol, which numbs his senses. Someone has a craving for smoking. So somebody has craving to live a careless moral life that destroys his life and destroys the lives of others because they are out of alignment. Now, scientists, they have said that the universe that we live in, okay, they said it is a fine-tuned. Mathematical formulas, which they call fundamental constants. They are saying these fundamental constants or formulas, they are so finely tuned that if they were adjusted a little bit, they would throw everything out of alignment. Let me quote some of the things that the scientists have said, you know. So the universe has fundamental constants. They are said they are tuned to a razor's edge. And they're saying only small alterations will make life impossible on Earth. You know, there's even a formula for gravity, you know, where they found, you know, this formula for gravity, how it is so finely, you know, tuned that if it was disturbed a little bit, they said, They said gravity fundamental constant, if changed from 1/60 parts, 60, no one would exist. That is 10 to the power 60. So they're saying if those alterations, one of those was altered, it becomes 10 to the power 59 or 10 to the power 61, it means there would be no life. You know, it means if disturbed, it means none of us will exist. Amen. So, and you see the other perfect example is on food. If we read in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 29, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw the everything he had made, and behold, it was good. So, from nature, whatever the Lord has prepared for us from nature was good. But human beings have disturbed, they have distorted the order of nature. We have processed foods, we have artificial fertilizers. All these things have brought in strange diseases. We have obesity, we have got diabetes, you know, we have cancer. We have all these diseases, we have all these problems. Why? Because we have diverted from the perfect will of God, because it is only in his will that we can live. And that is why whenever somebody is sick, the diet that is usually prescribed or encouraged is a natural diet, because that is where life is. So this world, brothers and sisters, has been destroyed. We have technology, we have all these pollution industries that have messed up this. Why? Because the will of God is not in what man is doing. And, you know, foolishly man thinks he's wise. if we look at the West and a country like the USA, it was founded on the godly principles. But because man started out with the Bible, started out staying behind the will of God, and that country, that nation was tremendously blessed. But as time went on, man thought that his will, he could place it in another thing. And because of that, they have taken away the Bible, and taking away the Bible, it has come out of everything. It has come out of institutions. It has come out of the home, and the family is broken. We now have cases of divorce. We have juvenile cases, you know, children shooting in schools and all this. Why? Because the will of God has been forsaken. So, brothers and sisters, every time that the will of God is forsaken in our midst and in our lives, we can never fool God. We're just fooling ourselves. It means we're shooting ourselves in the legs. And most people have seen the work of God. They've seen church like it's something that's old-fashioned. But that is where God has hidden life. You know, if you look, I usually give this example. You look at our sisters, you look at our women. Godly women, how they adorn themselves, the world will laugh at them. But those people who make fun of them and laugh of them, you find that they don't have life. It's just a face they're putting on. These women we see in the shops, these people we greet, we see around, it's just a face. And sometimes the world can be so deceptive that when somebody looks out there, he sees things happening that he's missing out on. But in actual sense, when you look closely, you see that it's all makeup, it's all plastic, it's all fake, it's not original. Because it is not original, it is very shiny and attractive. Just like the daughters of men, you know, we read that story where the sons of God saw that the daughters of men, you know, in the pre-flood eras, they saw that they were beautiful because they were deceived. That was cosmetic. That was not real. They saw the beauty, but there was no life attached to that artificial beauty that they saw. So brothers and sisters, the world has a beauty. The world has an order in which it does things. It has a standard. But we are called to abide by, to get our will and align it in the Lord. Don't worry when people laugh at you. Don't worry when people seem to be making progress. Ensure that whatever you do, you are in the will of God. And that is what matters. And when you are in the will of God, if He's truly in His will, He will make a way for you in everything. But sometimes we worry so much. We stress too much. You know, we are so much concerned. When you make a loss, when your business is not doing fine, when things haven't worked out, but if you're in the will of God, the Bible says, all things work together for good to they that are in Christ Jesus. If you are in His will, it means there is no loss for you. But if someone is not in the will of God, they really suffer loss. They may seem to have made progress in this world, but they'll suffer. They'll suffer loss because whatever they've made is, they say the silver is like dross, you know. But brothers and sisters, we are privileged to have this word and to walk in the will. And let us strive for the perfect will of God.